So sometimes we love Krishna, or devotees love Krishna, but they don't love other devotees, or they don't love people in general. They don't love all living beings. So at what stage will the love for Krishna transform into love for all living beings? Firstly, even for a very advanced devotee, there is a loving disposition towards everyone. But that does not necessarily mean there is loving action towards everyone. Prabhupada gives an example that a pure devotee will see that there is a soul like me even in a tiger's body. But you cannot go and embrace a tiger. So, there's a loving disposition, but there may not be loving action all the time. So, there has to be some amount of differentiation about how best I can help this person. So there are some people who are very anti-devotional, and the best we can help them is simply by offering our prayers from a distance. The more we go close to them, the more they start criticizing, and the more they start offending, and just creates antipathy. So there has to be. So when we say that a person who loves Krishna loves everyone, still there is a difference in how they interact. They are kind to everyone, but the kindness may not be the same way with everyone. But it is a well-taken point still that sometimes we in the name of loving Krishna, we become unloving towards others. And that happens when we are either in the stage of that utsahamai or we are in the stage of tarangarangi, where we are seeking security and pride in our achievements in bhakti. See, our bhakti practices are meant to make us more understanding towards others. And just as I have my mind and senses with you, I'm struggling, they have their mind and senses, and they're struggling with them. So even if they commit some mistakes, even if they do some wrong activities, they are also struggling with their mind and senses. I may not have that particular weakness which they have, but I have my own weaknesses. And just as for me, battling with my weakness is difficult. So for me, giving up anger may be difficult. For somebody else, giving up cigarette smoking may be difficult. So I should be more understanding that we all are battling with our mind and senses. But sometimes, unfortunately, instead of becoming more understanding, we become more judgmental. Why, you are like this, you are like that, this person is like that, that person is like that. Then we become unloving, we come off as very self-righteous, and we alienate people. So, if we have a proper understanding of bhakti, then both ways, we understand that I am struggling with my mind and senses, and the Krishna who is helping me in the struggle in the mind and senses, he says, I need that Krishna, these people also need that Krishna. So let me become an agent who gives Krishna to them. And how do I give Krishna? By being kind, by being gentle. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked, how can we know your disciples? Prabhupada said, they are perfect gentlemen. Perfect ladies and gentlemen. So actually, Prabhupada could have said, my dear, they always chant Hare Krishna. They worship Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. So that's true. But Prabhupada here was talking about how people should, devotees should appear to new people. In our practice of bhakti, there is siddhanta, there is sadhana, and there is sadachara. Siddhanta is philosophical understanding. Sadhana is our personal spiritual practice. Sadachara is our behavior. So the world doesn't care about what somebody's siddhanta is, what somebody's sadhana is. They care about the behavior. So siddhanta and sadhana are important. But the siddhanta and sadhana, that should translate into sadachara. And that was what Prabhupada was stressing, that we should be perfect ladies and gentlemen. That means as devotees, we should be loving towards others, kind towards others, courteous. So, once Prabhupada was in, I think, Boston or one of the temples, the devotees were staying on one side, and there was an old woman staying on the other side. And then she was a little suspicious, the young people who just looked like hippies, wearing some strange dress. And then they told Prabhupada, this old woman staying there, Prabhupada just went there. And Prabhupada spent half an hour, 45 minutes talking with her. And it was just like old people talking. How is your health? How is this? How is that? How many children do you have? Just general talk. And the devotee is thinking, now he will talk about Krishna, now he will talk about Krishna. But they don't talk anything about Krishna. And then, when they were leaving, devotees asked Prabhupada. Now, Prabhupada could see the devotees. You know, they were a little bemused. Prabhupada just looked at them and says, old people sometimes feel lonely. So, Prabhupada, she was possibly feeling lonely. He just went and talked with her. So, you know, that this is simply human compassion. So, we want to be spiritually compassionate, but that doesn't mean that the human virtue of sensitivity, respect is not there. It also should be there. So, that is for our practice. You know, sometimes what happens is, the Maya is so kind that some people are judgmental, and then we become judgmental about why you are so judgmental. You know? So, we are not judgmental, we are kind. We will be kind and gentle to others, but we become judgmental. You know, why are you like this? But that also is falling. We are falling into the same trap in which they have fallen. So, if some devotees we find they are not so caring, not so kind, then we just understand that different devotees come from different backgrounds. So, some people may have been born and brought up in a very like rough and tough environment. Maybe their parents were not so loving. Maybe they had to go through a lot of issues in their life, because of which maybe expressing love is not their nature. So when we are practicing bhakti in the association of devotees, not all devotees will be equally inspiring for us. So what we need to do is, in the devotee association, find out which devotees inspire us and focus on associating with them. And with them, getting inspiration from them, we move onwards towards Krishna. So other devotees, if somehow we find that they are a little too harsh or judgmental or whatever, we just respect them from a distance. And we move on in our practice of bhakti. Does that answer your question? Okay. Please, Mataji, yes.